Okay, Rabbi Say. Good morning, and greetings to my Chashuva friends who are enabling this video and to all the Daf Shuva family. So we're trying to do a very vast and complex job this morning, which is to summarize one of the more sophisticated, complex sugyas in Shas, which have obvious implications of halacha lemaaseh. Din of the Malchusa is a subject which is ra'oi to discuss for weeks, a whole zman. Can't be done in a half hour. Can't even be done in the course of just the limit of a week. But we're going to do our best to provide, as always, the tamtzis are the basic marma klemais, and at least you'll know that what you have to do and what your avoda is to try to be maimic into this sugya. It's another example of the shas masechta that darim is. The margal v'pumei, or the belt, that ksubis is a shas katon, but so is the darim. As you've seen in the last few months, last 28 weeks, it's a mixture of the principles in the darim. And also the fascinating sugyas from all around Shas. This is another example. Vukumtarain din of the Malchusa in the Dharam could easily have been in Bava Kamma and other places in the Zikin where it has the most implication. But here in the sugya lefanenu is mvuyer, then when the heter that was given under certain circumstances to say a non-truth. And what was this? This was Miyua during the occupation of Eretz Yisrael by the various forces that occupied it, first in Bais Sheni, the Greeks, then the Romans, Vahamistaif, and they had this nasty habit of forcing their ways with Klal Yisrael on numerous things, as we know, from the beginning of Ksubis, relating to Erba, but also, of course, money. So the tax collectors were often goyim appointed by the Roman administration, sometimes Jews, meichsen. And the question is, what halakhic status do these muksin have? So the Gemara says, you're allowed to be mishaker to these people to prevent your assets from being seized. On the condition that it's a moiches, a tax collector does not have an official seal and stamp from the malchus. What malchus? We'll see in a moment. But if it's nimna, I'll be the malchus, then we say a klal says, dina de malchuso dina, and you are not allowed to be meshaker with your nether. What are the ikur dvarim of dina malchuso dinu? What's the sheirish? What's the makar of the inyan? Let's be done here with several things. Because the Rishonim discuss this issue here at length, here and in other places. And of course, the first question is, as always, is this an Issa d'Oraisa, Inyan d'Oraisa, or is it Rabbanan? When does Dina Malchusa apply? When it doesn't? If you look in the Maor HaMikvos Svarim, starting all the way back to the Encyclopedia Talmudis, which is the old version, because the earlier versions were much shorter than the current one. But even in the earlier version, Dina Malchusa takes up quite a few pages, which goes through the basic shittos in the Rishonim and Achronim, which we'll try to summarize now. There are three shittos in the Rishonim for the Mekayer of the Dina Dina Malchusa. One is the Ran, brought here in Nidarim, and also Shitas Arajba, and I'll summarize it this way, that the Yisoid of Dina de Malchusa, because is a Balabatishkeit, that the Melech owns the country, and he is allowed to tell the people who live in the country, and it sounds like current events, you live here at my pleasure, and I have the right to be Megarish you in this country. So is this applicable to Malchei Yisrael? Is it applicable to Malchei Umas Ha'olam? So says the Ran, this is only when Goyim are in charge. Goyim are in charge, Goyim Katayna, I own this. Eretz Yisrael is not owned by even David HaMelech didn't own Eretz Yisrael. You know who owns Eretz Yisrael? Pesach Lederreich. And Jeff Shapiro. And Binyamin. And all those of you who'll be listening here, you're all Shutfim in Eretz Yisrael. You all own a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, nobody can kick you out. So up to Heligaran Azoi. Mamashmul Dina de Malchusa. If you have to go back actually to Chavzayin Mabez, where the Mishnah talks about the, I don't know if we have it here. Okay. Noidrin laharogim lacharam lamuchsin. And the Ran here on Dina Malchus Adina is here on goes down to the bottom. Ran. Noidrin, that's on the last line. Who are the Harogim? Listim Yisrael Sharim, the mafia gangsters, or Choshen Shvichas Dam, they kill you. Lacharamim, Machrimim. They come after your money. Somebody goes to masron you to the IRS or to Mas Hachnasah. Next page. Try to move this. So, state and run. I'm a Shmuel. Where asks Akasha, why is it mutter to do so? Dina. So the Gemara gives one qualification, two qualifications. A qualification from Shmuel himself, quoting Shmuel himself, the Be'er of Yanai was a Talmud of Rav, I believe. Says the Ran says, you got to pay it. So the Ran says, we're talking about two terutzim. First is a moiches ain like kitzvah. It's great for you. The kivin shegain lav dinahu. This is gzeila. What's ain like kitzvah? It's open ended. I can take whatever I want. I mean, I'm not necessarily looking to make parallels to the current modern tax collection technique. But even in the current tax collection technique, there's a number. Government can't come take everything that it wants unbridled. Sometimes it does. Then you have to go fight them, and that's very hard. But meikar or din, they're not entitled to everything. They're not a meiches ein lekitzva. If you have an open-ended meiches, that's not din of the malchusa. That is a illegal meiches. Go down to the next teretz. Meiches, a private meiches. The guy gets up and decides to point himself, a tax collector. I'm coming to Pesach, and I'm going to take away all the assets of all the Yungalai to daven in the rabbis of Mekshul. Can't do that. Give me a yellow here. My Pesach of Malchus Yisrael. Feel like Shai Yisrael should talk about. And then Mekal Malin Mishin Kon Echol Bechazech. I have Lidl Leisa Meches. Now there was a business in buying the right to tax collections. By the way, this business exists today. You can buy tax liens. You're buying somebody's chayiv to the government. So here too, you pay the money down to the Roman governor, and he appointed you, Midin, the Roman just administration, the Malchus Hirsha, the Roman administration, to be the legal representative of the Caesar, and it's according to the first terrorist, it has to have some sort of a kitzvah, could take away 20% or whatever of your assets, maybe. But David HaMelech kendos nishnemen. We'll see the uncertain sciences when we learn the Hilchos Melucha. We had it already in the Daf Yomi Sanhedrin. Get to it one day. There are techniques for a David to be for a Melech to be part together, but that's unusual Hirasha situations on an ongoing steady basis. Can't take away somebody's property because In those days, property was bigger. Real estate. Real estate belongs to me. I got a chalukah, my Eltazeda got a chalik in Eretz Yisrael. I happen to know which chalik it was. It's a story for another time because we know which shevet we're from. So I know that I own property. Believe it or not. In the Haifa area somewhere. And therefore, no one can take it away from me. Anybody who buys this, anybody who buys this right does not have the ability to take it away from me. That's the Shita Saran, the Mekairoi, and the Rajba, and added to that is the Shita Taisis, as explicated here. From the Ran. Harav Erlinger in Birchas Avraham says it can't be that the words mean what they mean, that the Melech has the right to be Megarishim. Megarish them whenever you want. Can't be, because if that's the case, why would Eretz Yisrael be different? So it must be a little bit a cutback here. I don't have really time to go into this whole Birchas Avraham. Take a look at it yourself because it's a nice analysis of this sheet. The Rajbam of Basra says all the taxes and there are noinios, which means the property taxes, and the minhagos of mishpatei malachim, shiragilim lahanig mamal chusam, dinohi. Rajbam in Babasra Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis. You're going, you're off site there, Pesach. And he explains because this is done.
Yeah, I don't see the rational here.
Rajbama in Babasra, right there.
Okay.
The Rajbam in Babasra, Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis. Do you see it? No, you're not in the right place. There we go. So the Rajbam says that this all stems from a acquiescence the acquiescence of the Bnei Medina, willingness to accept the taxes that the Medina imposes, because the Medina gives them something. From this, it's mashma, according to this Rashbam, says Rav Wallenberg and Tzitzel Yezer, it could be this is a deraisa, because it comes from the haskama of the Bnei Medina. Let's read this Rashbam together. If you can scroll it so I can see it. I'm not able to see it this way. Just scroll it. Okay. Said the comes from us from Douglas Mitchell Lock, we can learn to come in the Kamala Yammer Tsinum Hukam Malchus. Look at Din Gomerhu, Vain Lamangs of Bob Kabral, Pichak and Malik and Nog, Bishm Gezel, and Smash at Smafkia, even the Raisidic Allah of Gezel. Trum Sedeshen, one of the great last of the Rishonim, earliest of the Achronim, brings this Rajbam. And he adds dicta to it. He says the fact that people move into a country with an accepted rule of law, that itself is a quasi Kabbalah. And you don't have to come here and say, "And hanechi mikabel atzmi l'shalem misim l'IRS," in exchange for getting military protection or having, I don't know, what else does the federal government do that's worth anything? Not much. And the gas yet, but whatever the military protection is, the main job of a malchus, and therefore that's the way that it would be done. So Mamela Ktas Talmud, everybody does that. All my son put down taxes. We accept it because by moving into the United States of America, you accept the Malchus under the, maybe in America, you're accepting the Constitution, you're accepting the U.S. Code, not laughed after the Gavra, but it's understood, whatever. The Rambam discusses the Malchus and Malchus Gzela Baveda, because he's talking about a Malchus, which arguably is a Gzela. And in Halacha Aleph, he says, is this the first page of the Rambam? Probably it is. I didn't print it all out, the same kind of thing. Can you go back to the first page, or is this the first page? Pesach? The first page. Okay. So he says here, it's in the middle of the halacha of lachyal of meichas. I made a machas on melech. Only kitzol lekech mashiyirtsa manich mashiyirtsa. That's a meichas. I made me'elav as the gemara's akimt is. Av a meches shepaska melech. If there's a fixed tax, so mashiach shusha revi'ay davar katzu v'hem and meichas shal lig vayis chelik zel melech. He had an official charge, an official appointment. V'nei deshadu zeh ne'aman. He's not embezzling more on top of that. That's how Ram Shtel Sebek taxes. You're not allowed to pay taxes. First Rambam. Pretty harsh. In the Lachi base, he says,
I got the front part of it.
okay, great. Men were more show my calistum as much makes that go my family. Hey, look, the max smell for the kids. Okay, my shears. First of all, we were missing a line. Fine. Okay, back to the halacha debate because we need to see it Zion also. Back to the kuntres for Pesach. Hey, milk should make some masrel now. Kalish Yisrael, there were cuts of or. He said, "This is the thing you have to do." Call Mishim to Besada B'Shasa Gairin who eat the Melach Shalama Shalaya. Call Yitzvar Melu etc. Okay, go down now to further down. Zayin. Next page. Melech, Shakara Silanis. The Tivay he is formally considered to be a Melech. Yatza Tivay Bailam is a phrase that Chazal used in Gemara Sanhedrin. That's who blame me that he's the Melech, not some usurper. You're now all abadim to George Washington. Make you a vadim to Trump is a shver zach. You're vadim to the office of the executive, Article 2 of the Constitution. If he's not a formally appointed thing, then he's just a gazlan, and therefore he doesn't have the right to take this halach. It's a lead. A little bit language, a little bit doesn't say it 100% explicitly, but it sounds like the Rashbam and the Trumas Hadeshin that the Yisoid of the Din Malchusa is a Kabbalah by the individual that I am accepting this Malchus on me by moving into the country or by living in the country. The Rambam moved around. He moved from Spain to North Africa, and then to Eretz Yisrael, where I'm living in three places. When he lived in Spain, he was subject to the hegemony of the. He lived in the Muslim part of Spain, of the Caliphate. When he lived in Mitzrayim, he was subject to the laws of the Egyptian government, that he was an official member of the Egyptian government. He was the head of the HHC, he was the chief doctor. He was a certain general. He had one very important patient to keep alive, and that was the Sultan himself. And then, of course, in the end of his life, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever the situation there was. So it's a little mashma like the Rashbam and the Trumas HaDeshen. A third mahalach is brought in the Rabbeinu Yonah in Babasra and Elias Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, I knew again, like I said, I've drilled this home with the ilam over and over and over again. You can't just say a yesod, certainly something that is important to this, without rooting it in a Talmudic principle. So we're trying to look for what Talmudic principle did Shmuel use when he said dinah de malchusa dinah. Rabbeinu says, there has to be some principle. And that principle, said Rabbeinu, is hefker bezen hefker, which means that dinah malchusa is based on this operating principle. That's the understandable part, but the shvera part is that that would mean that it really only is applicable to be mafkia money, but not to be able to be koinamon. Hefker means that bezen have the right to be mafker mamon Yisrael, but it doesn't mean he has the right to give it to a third party. Can hefker bezen It's similar to hefker. Mitzvah can take it away, can confiscate it. Dina Malchusa does not have the right to transfer assets. It only has the right to be mafkia something. So the Avram, not the previous Brachos from the previous Darius earlier, let's if you go down to the bottom, I think probably because no, it doesn't give his name. The critical of the grace of pre-war, Gain says he has a riches here, and he says Hefker Bezdin Hefker B'Yisrael comes from the power of Bezdin. So too, Dina Malchusa Dina has the same inyan of Malchusa Da'akov. The idea that it has a sarara, it has a din of Malchus. So Besdin is a mini Melech. Dain is a mini Melech. And therefore, he says the Mekor of Dina Malchusa is Ke'en. Ke'en, what we discussed earlier of the Melech being in charge. Here the Melech is the Besdin, and that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah is referring to. He has a longer riches here, something that you're going to be able to have to work on. Over the course of the week, he has another mahalach here in Kibbush Mochama, Mechudish Dika Halacha. Melech works with Kibbush Mochama too. If that's the case, maybe that svara can be applied similarly to the end of Machusa. So the operating problem here, as we mentioned earlier, that according to this lumdis understanding of Rabbeinu Yonah, Dina Malchus only helps to be kind of something, if you can compensate something, but it doesn't help to be makdet to somebody else. And the Yisrael is this Rabbeinu Yonah. In the Chedushim, if you scroll down, you'll see
If you want to see the sharp lots,
the Kavner Rav, first in Krinik, the son of the Krinik Rav, and he was an Einikel of, as you can see, Reb Chaim Volozhin, one of the great pre-war Rabbanim. He was the Rav of Kovna, which was the big city. Slobodka was a suburb of Kovna. Slobodka is more famous, maybe, but he was the Rav of Kovna, which is an important town in Lita and a big guy. So his Sfarim are learned in Elul Yeshivas. They're very lengthy sometimes, but they're very important and they're very clear. Okay, back to the go back to where we were there, Pesach, because we're running out of time. Keep on scrolling down. Everyone can see the full sweep of this Devar Rav. So, Shalom Tshuvas, Mariat Enzel. This is a Marmukah, which our brilliant Daf HaShulchan staff came up with. And he writes a tshuva, not familiar to most of the Olam, but he writes a tshuva similar to the Dvar Avraham, that Dina Malchus only works lahaknois, and it brings it to their Bnei Yaina. But he says a yesod for all Dina Malchusa is it's not just one of the Chayka Malchus that's Koibeya and it's a borrower forever, like to the Constitution of the United States. No. He says anything that is done under the lawful law of the land is called Arcais. Now we move to Article 3 of the United States Constitution, the judiciary branch. And then we have a problem because Lamaisa, we are forbidden to dine in Arcais. We're only allowed to dine in what they did. So if you're going to take this lumdus, as din malchusa, that it has to do with the ability of hefker best and hefker, and you're allowing this to be applied to a geisha court system. It's tcharkois, and he has a major yishtaimim kolish. You see on the first line of the left column of the left paragraph. Amnon alzoisi yishtaimim kol spell adasa Give me a yellow there, Pesach, where it says Amnon. Mishpat Let me buy, and he goes through all the sheets of the Rishonim. Okay, last set of Marmakimis is a based here all the way on a Pesach Tanach. The Klal Yisrael was not happy with the Shoftim, which is its kitrug on them, and they asked Shmuel not for a Melech. So the Shmuel told him, "You sure you want a Melech? The Melech has the right under Halacha. If you look in the Parsha and the Torah, do a lot of things that you're going to be very unhappy with. You're all excited that you want a Melech. Keep on going. Scroll, scroll, Pesach. You think you're all excited about this and you want a Melech? Wait till you see what the Melech can do to you." This is a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Ches. There you can see the Rashbam and says according to this it's mashmal of deraisa. There's an ongoing battle here whether we did inclusive deraisa or Rabban. Move on, Pesach. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Mishpat Amelech. No, scroll, scroll, scroll. Aleichem and Shmuel goes on. Every pasuk in Tanakh, as you know, is the most the highest level of kedusha. It takes many psukim. Espenei from taking your daughters to be cooks, tabachis work in the kitchen, then to take away your sadais. Etc. Shmuel goes on and on and on and on to tell him how bad it is. So, does this mean that in fact, scroll down a little bit, Pesach, but keep it on the screen? And he says you're going to scream, but you're too late, and they didn't listen. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara. Freeze! 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 To the Machlekes and the Gemara, we want a Melech. So they, yet again, they made the wrong choice. There's a Machlekes and the Gemara. If all these things that Shmuel said that a Melech is going to do to you, does it mean that it's mutter or not? Gemara, the Chafa Mebeis and Sanhedrin, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, is it in fact the Halacha that all these things in the Parshas of Shmuel come Melech Melech Mutabai? Nah. Rav says that's not what Shmuel's trying to do. He's trying to scare them. And it's a machlekes here, whether this is a maaseh lecha, whether all those things, you can take all those things. Can you take all your daughters away to work in the kitchen against your will? Can you confiscate all your sadais? So the Kiryas Sefer says this is a raya. Psukim and Shmuel. So Tali Kaplan, Shlita, father of all the Chashuv of Kaplan, Rashi Shivas. And he asked, when he was a young man, he asked the Chabina Rav, is it true from the Rambam's Mashma, the Dina Malchus Dina? So maybe it's possible to say that Dina Malchus is only with the Melech Mamish. Where does it say that the Shilton? If you can learn from these Pesukim and Shmuel was talking about a real Melech. So, Malchus based on it. Answer the Chabina Rav, you're right. According to the Kiryas Sefer, that all the halachis of Dina Malchusa learned for this Perek and Shmuel, we're talking about only a legitimate Melech. And that would come out a tremendous enough community that today's Shultaitis do not have it in them. Din Machlus HaMelech. Look in the Daivin Misharim, Chela Gev, Simen Pei Tes, roll down. Freeze, freeze. You went too far. You went too far. Pesach. Pei Tes. You went too far. Freeze. Don't move it. No, don't move it. Freeze. Okay, so he was a young man, and one of his daughters he had a daughter, he wrote a Molotov, this is Legalith Bnei Shmuel Shmelke. Anybody know of Shmelke Kaplan? You guys from Passaic must know him. Yes, Pesach, you know him? He lives in Passaic. Here he is in the David Masharim. You now know exactly more or less how old he is. You don't know Shmelke Kaplan? Okay, well-known person in your town. And he goes through Naftali Kaplan, the Gesundsein. I'll tell you a story of Naftali Kaplan in a moment to close the shiur. And he goes through this shaila here of Dina Malchusa. First he asks him a question of Chuva. Scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. Scroll down. Whole collection. Here it is. Rambam, Melech. Maybe there's no Dina Malchusa. He's in the Kashrut of Tali Kaplan. So the Tzmina Rav, scroll down. He says, you're right. According to the Kiryas Sefer, scroll, scroll, scroll a little bit. No, scroll too much. Now scroll down a few lines here. Here you go. He sends you to the Kiryas Sefer and he says, you're right. But everybody's chalik on this Kiryas Sefer. And the Beis Shmuel is chalik, that he says, the Beis Shmuel is only Rabbanan, the Tamnim Williams is chalik, the Raisa, that part I didn't get into. And he says, I would say not that way. I would say in a Medina, since we don't pass like this Kiryas Sefer, I would say in a Medina which doesn't have a halacha to Gemelech, just says a Meishal, that's enough to create Kiryas Sefer. Okay, everybody said, there's one other major prong here which we do not have time to go into. That's the Rashi in Gittin, which says, B'nei Nech and Stava and Dinim, which means courts. And there's an Evan Ozel here, which you'll have to look on your own. Is for this Rashi here in the Sugi Baruch Hayis and Gittin, that's one of the seven mitzvahs, and therefore that's the Yisoid for a Melech to make whatever takanas he wants to do. Scroll down here so everyone should see it. You can take a look at it on your own. It's a very beautiful Shmatashtikl of the Evan Ozel. Scroll, scroll. There it is. Okay, take a look in the world. Akan Rabbeisai, Pesach and I have to now move to the next share to prepare for Rav Asher Weiss's share. I invite everybody to come on there. Pesach, before we close, two things. First of all, Naftali Kaplan is a Zerkan Mupalik, and he lives in Arzebira, and every Friday, every one of his children, his sons and his Adam, all of them who are senior yeshivas, one of them you probably all know, Tzvi Kaplan, probably the one of the biggest mechanchim in Eretz Yisrael, they all come to his house and they all listen to a shiur that he says. If you can't come physically, the ones in America come on by phone. All, I don't know how many they are, 12 or Kenina or whatever they are. All of Chashuv Rishuv, Tzvi Kaplan, with nothing else to do, comes on to listen to his father's shiur once a week. It's a wonderful Musar Haskel, an incredible Hanhaga. Wanted to share that story with you. Okay, Pesach, I sent you a whole new package of Chuvis by Rav Weiss, which came in unfortunately overnight.
It was sent out a half an hour ago.
The new Chuvis. Okay, good. He changes everything. So now I only got them overnight. So I tried to cram them in here a little bit this morning. We're going to discuss this in about 5 minutes when I get to the Kyle. Everybody have a good day. Take care, everybody. Yeshekechachem, and see you next week.